Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Wow, we've got a few people with us this morning. This is Shaw Rogers. Who's already checked in?
Kathleen.
Good morning, Kathleen. How are you doing? Haven't heard your voice for a few days. And I heard Mary Jane.
Yeah, sure. Would you give me a call?
Sure.
Okay. I need to know what day you're going down to the fair.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I can't answer
well,
that.
Let me know when you do.
I will.
Okay. That was basically what the call was about.
Okay. And who else do we have?
We have Tom Rosen, City, Michigan.
Oh, let's see. I missed that.
Clem Rose from Traverse City, Michigan.
Oh, Clem. Good morning, Clem. How are you doing?
Good. See you Saturday down in Kalamazoo.
Well, it was great seeing you guys there, too. That was a fun day.
It was a fun day. I learned a lot.
So, well, good. That's the reason for the call, too, guys. And you're all doing it, and you're all helping me, too. Boy, I'm learning a lot. Okay, who else have we got?
Maddie from Delaware.
Good morning, Maddie.
Morning.
And
good morning, this is Darlene from Reading.
Good morning, Darlene. Quiet. I heard two voices over the top of each other when Clem said Michigan. I don't know who the second one was, but maybe they restated, so.
Oh, this is Dottie from Mass.
Good morning, Dottie.
Good morning, this is Onita.
Good morning, Onita.
No.
Okay, guys, let's see. You know, I'm kind of, well, let me just do this in case there's some people out there that don't know what we're all about here. Let's just talk for a couple seconds on the purpose of the call. We're here to provide you together with the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry, and I think we just got some new information. No, I don't think. I know we did from Saturday. When better health is attained, all areas of your life are impacted. And the people that you hear today are part of a study pilot group that are actively applying both the principles found in the China Study book by Colin Campbell and also utilizing the most cutting-edge wellness products that are made available by Nikan. In the China Study, the book begins where it describes the largest nutritional study ever conducted in the world. There were 880 million participants. And there's no obligation involved with this call, only that we ask you if you see any benefit from anything that you've learned, please pass the information, or please pass the call number on to others, and the information, of course, so that they can learn, too. So we thank you for your time, because we know how busy everybody is these days, and especially in the summertime, or especially any other time of the year, right? So let's just kick off and see if there's any questions running around in people's minds that they haven't gotten answered yet and would make this whole thing a little bit easier, because it's getting easier and easier and easier for me all the time, and just realizing that I can start any place and make it a good day, a better day, okay?
One question I have, Shar, I'm just starting in on the book, so I'm not really familiar with everything yet, but can we use soy milk, like in our smoothies?
Yes, you certainly can. Any milk that doesn't come from something that has a mother or a face, so that's just any animal product, so... everything else, in fact, is, as a matter of fact, I made... something that you wouldn't want to use too often, I don't believe. It was a combination of rice and almonds. Of course, you could vary the amount of almonds in it so you would have less fat. And one of the things that good question for starting out in the book. Anybody else?
Sure, I have a question. I guess I kind of asked this question before, but now that he's asked the question again, does soy have estrogen in it?
Well, probably somebody else can answer that better than I can. That's very pointed, but it's very, very good question. My understanding is the problem with the soy is the processing more. Now, whether there's more or less in the way it's processed or how it affects the body, I just know that the danger is in the is in the processing, the way it's put together in this country. And what was flipping through my mind right then is when China has the very least, China is so low in cancer that it can't fit on the world map according to the way they were categorizing, reporting it. It's not even showing there because it's so low. If that's the case, you know, where does the soy, where is soy products used, like tofu? Now, the way that they produce their tofu, most of it, well, compared to the way most of it's produced in this country, is different in China. So that's why you want to be careful of the ingredients and also overprocessing. When I say overprocessing, I'm talking about things that are put together in the form of hot dogs and sausages and all of this kind of thing, which if you, as you start to read more from more places, you'll see also that that is what the people that are advocating this way of eating are negative on. Soybeans, I just made some soy nuts last night, and soybeans from organic, or soy nuts from organic soybeans, no, you're not getting the same negatives that you would be otherwise. So that's not maybe as thorough. Somebody else want to add to that?
I just want to say that the chiropractor I listen to has said that when you use soy, make sure that it's steamed or fermented. And he also added that this is also okay for post-cancer, breast cancer patients. Because I know that I talked to somebody about our nutritionals, and I believe there's the soy that's in the powder. And she is post-breast cancer, and she said, I can't use that. So when you're looking for soy, and I'm assuming it's the liquid, make sure it's either steamed or fermented, and then it has either less or no effect on your estrogen.
And we're doing soy milk the same way, and that's simply by, I mean, you can get it in the store. It has to be steamed in the store. The one thing I don't like is watch how long it lasts in your store. All these things, I don't want to get too difficult for you guys at the beginning. You have to start somewhere, and as you learn better ways of doing things, then you can incorporate them. The biggest issue is to get the refined products out and the animal products. That makes a huge difference. Be more concerned as you go along when you feel comfortable with where you are, adding some more. That's the way I've had to do it. You can't do it all overnight. You didn't go from the crib to running a marathon, you know, overnight. So just give yourself some time because the easiest thing to do is what you can just avoid. You can do without, and you don't have to replace it with anything because what we're replacing it with, except real food, when you're replacing it with real food, then you're getting all your healthy nutrients by eating the better choices. So the book that comes in besides the China study that comes in that set of four from Focus has a book called The Rave, R-A-V-E, Rave Diet and Lifestyle. And in that, or the acronym, that is an I'll get it out yet. Here, I'm fumbling this morning. The acronym RAVE stands for no refined, no animal, no vegetable oils, and no exceptions, plus exercise at the bottom. And that part that they're talking about there, you really don't have to know anything. Just take it out, see? So I'm just really encouraging you. I appreciate the questions. I'm not saying otherwise. But I want to make sure it's really, really, really simple for everybody. We didn't know much, and we started with just saying, tomorrow morning, that's it. No more animal.
What was the V for? The antonym, or whatever it was?
The E for?
V.
No vegetable oil.
Vegetable oil.
Yeah. And that's your, you know, the, your typical vegetable oils, your cheap ones that you don't want, that you can test yourself on, and they're not going to show nearly as good as your healthier oils. Healthier oils would be olive oil, and I use grapeseed oil, and I use a little bit of coconut oil. These are all used very sparingly. In fact, most of them have been replaced just with Pymag water when it comes to working with the vegetables, and it tastes wonderful. The dressing, the Siaga dressing that we were we have been doing, it started out three parts Siaga, two parts vegetable oil, and one part balsamic. And you can adjust that however you like the taste, and just shake it up or whip it or whisk it up and put a tablespoon or so over your salad. It's wonderful. Well, what we've done is cut the oils down or out completely sometimes, and most of the time, actually. And it still tastes wonderful, dripped over your salad, your fresh greens. What are some of the rest of you doing? Salad dressings are one place you can really get in trouble because there's so many ingredients on those bottles, and we don't need that. My youngest son, who I refer to as the radical because he steps ahead of us, doesn't let anything come into his house that has more than 5 ingredients on the label. And this cuts the list way down on the bars I'm using now. Guess what? They're over-processed. I found one at Costco that's got 3 ingredients, 3 different varieties in the package, and the one I like the most is the cherry pie, and it's got unsweetened cherries, dates and nuts, and that's it. And I don't use that as a regular thing. It's in my purse and one in my car, so if I get in a bind, I've got something to pop in my mouth if I can't get a piece of fruit. Usually I'm near a store and going into a store, and so I go back to my old habit. I grab a banana because it's easy and very, very fast and nourishing.
What's the brand on that bar, Shar?
Oh, it's Lara Bar, LARABAR.
Thank you.
Lara Bar. And I think you can look it up under that.com if you need to find it.
I found it in my local grocery store in the health food section.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, great. Did you like the taste of it?
Yes, I actually opened the apple pie one, and that was good.
Yes, they're all three good. There's a chocolate coconut, an apple pie, and the cherry pie. And the other two have, like, a couple of more ingredients or one or two more ingredients, but they're just nuts or coconut or something like that. There's nothing, artificial, no preservatives, no names that look a little unusual. In other words, they wouldn't be in the garden. Well, that's a good way of saying it. If they wouldn't be in the garden, we don't want them on the label. Okay, somebody else had a question there. Yes.
Could you just repeat that salad dressing again with the Siaga?
I certainly can. 3 tablespoons of Siaga, 2 of oil, and 1 of balsamic vinegar.
Okay. So it's only 2 tablespoons.
Yeah. Same. It's just you can say it in parts because it's equal amount. I mean, equal meaning we're all tablespoons in there, so makes it. Pardon?
I thought vegetable oil was one of the oils that we shouldn't be having.
Pardon me?
I thought the vegetable oil, I thought on some...
Okay, olive oil. I'm using olive or grapeseed. Olive is actually a fruit, and grapeseed is from the seeds of the grape, so that's, you know, it's better. I'm not saying go overboard and use very much of it because we need to cut back on it. And the other criteria there is where are you and what's your reasons for doing this? If you're critical or in a very bad position, I would cut out all oil, including way back or out on avocado. You just don't need the fats. The fats are one of the culprits when we've got a very serious disease situation going on. For somebody that's preventing, then you've got a wider range of what you can do. So it all depends on where you are and what your motive is for doing this. And that would also include nuts and seeds. They carry a higher amount of oil or fat. So watch the things that maybe you want to use less of and use them more sparingly than we would in the past. And what are we doing? Then we're putting more vegetables, starches, and fruit into our diet. So we're feeding our body what it needs. What it boils down to is you should only be taking in so much food anyway to be healthy. And we need the healthy stuff. The thicker we are, the more we need it. And the quicker you can see a result in a turnaround. I have a very sad story that I'll not maximize on or elaborate on, but Benny got a call yesterday asking for help from one of his school buddies, and he says, my girlfriend's closest friend just got told she had 4 weeks to live. And it was just really, really sad. And he said, you know, what can we do? Can Char call her? Or can you call her? And I'm sure she'd be open. Can we do a three-way call? Well, before he got off the call, he got another call saying that she had just passed away. She obviously didn't have 4 weeks to live and had only known for 2 weeks before that. So what happened, the positive end result with somebody I've not been able to reach at all was, can we get together, the girlfriend that was left here, can we get together and can we talk about this and can you help me get started? So sometimes when it's, you know, somebody really close to you, you realize how, I mean, obviously, realize how sudden it can be. And I looked at Denny and I said, you know, it's like it's crashing in on us. We're really gonna be running a race to make headway with this job we've got and letting people know. So anyway, we need all your help, guys. Comment, question. Easy recipe, easy menu.
Star?
Yes.
I have a comment. I just got a call this morning already. Actually, is Kathleen on the phone?
She is.
Oh, did she tell Kathleen? Did you tell them about the call you got? About
I am here.
Tell them about the difference of the product.
Well, Dave Johnson was at our Rhythm in the Tri-Cities last night, and he said he got a call yesterday morning from Trish Winkler. She was so excited, she started the new product, OsteoDense, and she slept till 8 o'clock in the morning. Over the last 2 years, she's had difficulty sleeping soundly, and OsteoDense, I think she just taken it one night. And another distributor there and his wife had the same experience, that sleep was incredible. And along with a whole bunch of other stuff that's been bothering, gone. calcium is just so incredibly important. And yes, it's osteodense and density in the bone. But we have to have that storehouse filled in order for our body to pull it out and use it. And I think that's the incredible thing that we've are becoming aware of, is that our bones are living, breathing, active part of our body. They don't just sit there. That is the way that our body gets what it needs to function. And that's all systems need calcium in a usable form. And other minerals. And they get them from bones.
I'm hoping they get rid of the ridges in my fingernails, because I will utilize potassium so much better. It will get to my body where it's needed.
Well, I understand it as a processing plant. Our bones are just like a processing plant. The nutrients have to be taken into the bones, and many of us know that we've not been accomplishing that. And when it's taken in, then it can be put out in the forms that it needs to be, even including hormones that will affect diabetics, is what I'm understanding and reading. What's coming down? If I'm wrong, somebody needs to correct me.
Yeah, when we have the diminishing of the bones, it's not just diminishing of the bones, it might not, and it's because of the diminishing of our transport system, and that's what the lactoferrin is a transport system.
where it needs to go.
Well, that's exactly what it was originally when my girlfriend had the overnight results with her condition.
Yeah.
And that was that all the nutrients were available in her body. She was taking a tremendous number of nutrients in between her foods and her supplements, but the person that was treating her said, I can't understand why none of these are working. Well, they weren't getting to where they needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we arrived at that before with Dr. Naidu's product, and when he is working extensively in the field of lactoferrin, well, why didn't it work before? Because that wasn't a particular transit form for the bones.
Yeah.
So there's specialized areas, and I mean, that's the way I'm seeing it, and I haven't even gotten it yet, so.
15 different kinds of lactoferrin he knows about.
Wow.
Do you think physicians have all this information?
Ah.
No, I'm serious.
No.
No.
Not in a heartbeat. I don't even think they realize the performance of the bones. I mean,
no, ask him about the bones. Do you think they know how
they
work?
I think that people know that they're a storehouse for the minerals, but they don't know what all the ramifications.
Wow.
But do you think they really understand that they give out the minerals to the body?
Somewhat, yeah.
It's
in biology.
Huh?
It's somewhat in the biology book.
Okay.
I don't remember hearing
that.
I don't remember. I took biology, and I don't remember hearing it either. So.
Well, it wasn't in the biology books then.
Thank you very much, Ruth, for reminding us of our age.
Well, as we've been homeschooling.
As we've been talking about, I mean, this is one thing that's important with this new product, the OsteoDense, is it is taken with our food. And what incredible food and sources of calcium we have now that we're on the race and that we're following no refined and no animal, and we're eating all of the fresh fruits and vegetables and grains because it works with what's going into our body. So it is to be taken with food, whereas the lactoferrin 1.8 was designed to be taken anytime. It just needs to get to the gut. But this works with the food. So... and nutritional.
Do you know whether it's better to take it at night?
You take it with a meal.
And it doesn't matter morning or night?
I don't think so.
Well, it probably only makes a difference to you with your calcium.
Pardon?
Probably only make a difference with your calcium because it's nature's kind of like nature's tranquilizer. But I always take my calcium all day because it's always been so picky to be absorbed that I would take it in the morning when I felt like I was absorbing better, but this is changing the whole picture.
Well, I know that they said typically the calcium is absorbed at night, and so they suggested taking it with any one of the meals, but that it could definitely be taken at any point during the day, but that the calcium would still the bulk of it. Now, I take it throughout the day too, Ruth, just like you do, but I still take more of it at night. And
yeah, I'm the same.
Okay, so, you know, you can play with it and see if you can feel a difference. I mean, when Dave Johnson's answer came back a yes on will we feel it in our joints, you know, see how your body's responding. And move it around. I don't think it's critical because otherwise they would have said with your evening meal or with your morning meal. They just specified take it with your meal. And
so do you think you could take it like with your nighttime snack? Is that enough food, do you think?
That's where I'm going.
Since people are going to sleep with it.
I would take it either with a dinner or with my snack, yeah. Well, I don't take a snack at night.
Oh, you don't?
Okay. No, I don't.
One more question about OsteoDense. Do they say how to? Because I'm going for bone density in September.
Okay, you're a little bit low in volume on my phone. Can you get a little closer and repeat that?
Let me just put you on my other phone. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. What about?
Much better.
I had it on speaker. The OsteoDense, I'm going for bone density. I mean, I have osteopenia in my right hip.
And it hasn't declined for the past few years, but I'm going for a bone density test in September. And I was just wondering if I took it, because as soon as I get it, I'm going to start taking it. How fast do they find the result, or is it going to take at least a year or so?
2 weeks.
But
2 weeks is not going to show up in the bone, I don't think, with the density.
Oh, yes, 2 weeks.
It says two weeks that you would have a difference, but I think that's a blood test.
In the blood test. It'll show up in the blood in 2 weeks. It's not going to build solid bone mass, I don't believe, in 2 weeks.
And what's it going to show in the blood?
More calcium, a calcium level.
Wow.
Yeah, he said that in the laboratory, with his specific scientific markers, they could notice that the bone regeneration was stopping in 2 weeks. But as far as a bone density scan with those DEXA machines, he said give it 2 years to see something really significant.
Thank you, Lynn. I'm just going by what I've been told before and changes in the bone also, so that would back that up. Because he's obviously working with different equipment because he's in a research facility.
That would be a good test then in 2 years, because I have them done every 2 years. So if I have it done now and then in 2 years have it done again, that would be a definite. I looked at the ingredients. It does have 400 milligrams of vitamin D.
Ah.
You know, so, I mean, I had to take extra D because my body doesn't absorb it.
Are you outside at all during the day?
Excuse me?
Are you outside at all during the day?
I walk every day, so.
Because, you know, all of a sudden it hit me the other day. Kids today, and my husband complains about this all the time, kids today are never outside. They're not getting natural vitamin D at all. This can't be healthy.
I am out, but calcium never was. I ended up in a condition that I have because I eat very well and I also exercise a lot. So I'm not a factor, you know?
Mm-hmm. I try to make it a point now to get outside when we have sunshine. I don't know what's going to happen in the winter, but certainly now, although we are in a rainy period, 15 minutes at least three times a week.
Because I heard something about, about 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
My nature pass says 30 minutes and without sunscreen.
Every day?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
And that's I am very low on D as well, so.
I wonder if you can get it through a window with sun, like in the winter. Does it come through that way? Does anyone know?
I don't know. Some of the rays do not, I know. But
I don't think it's the same. I think it's,
no.
Yeah, I don't.
And this, Lynn, again, if you can't get in the sun that much, then take vitamin D3, not just regular vitamin D.
Yeah.
D3 is the kind that your body uses. It's very cheap at the health food store.
That's the kind of vitamin D that is in, it's vitamin D3 that is in osteodense.
Right, from the China study, he says there's a big problem with not having enough vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Carol said, she takes 2,000 vitamin D3 a day.
This is Mary Lou in Texas, and what I read just recently was saying that if you could get outside at least 15 minutes, three times during a week, you'd get the vitamin D you needed. Don't know whether that's true or not.
Probably depends on where you are, too.
Yeah, well, we have so much sunshine down here in Texas, so I don't know.
He's probably talking about Texas.
Well, guys, any more questions on, especially on understanding just in general, we don't have to be technical on this new product, Osteodense, for certain. But the excitement around it is definitely incredible. I'm going to encourage you to have it in hand. I got asked a couple of times yesterday,
Have you got it coming? Can I get it immediately? Well, I'm not waiting for them to even take action on it. I'm picking up some extra. They can replace it back to me. And so, you know, when people are urgent, they're when they want to move, they want to move. And so with the four-pack that we've got right now, that's ideal, plus the extra DVDs. Have you seen the new DVD on that yet, Ruth, that comes with it?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of. I'm not sure what it is.
Right. Well, I'm sure it's covering the, you know, some of the same information, but I...
Well, we did see Dr. Nigel's slides. So I don't know what the DVD is.
It was on the slides.
Does anyone know if vitamin D has any effect on shingles?
I don't.
No, we don't. But we don't. You know, like with the osteobenz, we don't. It's going to be affecting all systems of your body, and so we don't know what effect that will do. And it seems like that every time that you have a shingles outbreak, it's related to stress in some way to begin with, is it not? And so we don't know what this is going to do.
Yeah, I have a brother who's had shingles for years, and he has. Nothing works. In fact, the doctor put him on pain management to handle it. So.
Get him some B-complex, but the other thing would be to make your calcium work, either calcium, B-complex or calcium, because it's a problem with your nerves.
He can try it.
Partly. Right. I'd like to try the osteobenz if I were him.
Mike went to an osteopath, not a naturopath, and he gave him a whole bunch of stuff that he...
Well, one thing I know that was used in the past, I don't even know they're still available, so I was hesitant to say it, but is the Solatan, and used it right in the area where the infections were.
Sorry.
Okay.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Wow. Are we still together?
I'm here. Are you there, Cher?
I am.
That sounds like somebody's home alarm went off. I hope they're okay.
Yeah, maybe it's still on presentation mode now, so that last click. So anyway... If you guys can hear, one thing that had worked in the past that I saw bring results to some people was using the Solatan and putting it right where the wrist, where the eruptions were, like the blisters or whatever they're, you know, the skin eruptions where you could see it, and using that. That's been years and years ago, but it was extremely effective. So, you know, there's tons of our products. I don't know if they're on the sleep system. I know that one person that was dealing with it, when they got on the sleep system, it calmed it all down throughout their body. So, you know, our bodies need different things and our mind is different things. So that's why we've got the Total Wellness Home, isn't it, guys? Let me just check to see if we're on.
You're on presentation mode.
Okay.
Sure.
Yes.
I just found something in my notes. Grape seed and pine bark extract can be used for nerves, and St. John's wort for nerve regeneration. I don't know if that will help with shingles or not.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of things out there.
Mm-hmm.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
It's very quiet. So any other questions?
Sure. Yes, I have a question. I'm going to be going food shopping for my second week, and I was... Looking at, I don't know where I got these from, but I was wondering, in the supermarket or the health food store supermarket, they have things such as veggie steaks, veggie balls, veggie this and veggie that.
Look at the processing. This is the manufacturers and the food industry wanting to make more money. Use those things very sparingly because they are overprocessed and usually they have the soy in them. I know I was just told that Morningstar, beware of, because it is GMO. In other words, it's not, they do not use non-GMO altered food to start with. plus the number of ingredients that you'll see listed in those packages. So your whole grains that come packaged and it says barley or it says pinto beans, your legumes, your beans, your grains, for your starches, try to get them in the whole state. It takes maybe, if Benny doesn't find a container that says oatmeal or cereal or something in the refrigerator, he's going, where did it go? Where did it go? When he wants that in the morning. But it's a whole grain. It's not even made into flakes that, are compromised with the processing. So the veggies, the grains, you can use some canned food. Read the label. It may or may not be on the label, but it's at least a start there for convenience. Frozen, but our produce right now is so incredible that we have the choices. Local market, farmers market. We have them 3 times a week here in our area that are just a stone's throw from where we live if you don't have a garden growing out there. But that's an excellent question because it's one that is getting a lot of advertisement now because they know people are moving in that direction. So what have they got to capitalize on the stuff in the middle of the store? It's just you do what you have to while you're making the transition, but I just encourage you. And I did some of it, too. I still got some of it, a couple, 2, 3 packages in the refrigerator or freezer. But for a regular, I'm not using it. I'm just relying on the whole foods that are easy to put together, and it doesn't take much.
A lot of that stuff has a ton of sodium also.
True.
Char, you mentioned Saturday about label reading.
Yes.
You said you had learned a great deal. Where did you learn that from?
Okay, Veg, V-E-G, Source, S-O-U-R-C-E, VegSource.com. There's a short clip in there. Jeff Novick. Maybe that I'm close on the last name. I know the first name's Jeff. He's got an 8 minutes. He did have a 60 or an 80 minute clip in there that you could watch the whole thing. But tons of information on that website to listen to and go through just free of charge. And then you can order sets of information. Realize that when you're ordering something off of there, you're getting hours and hours and hours worth of education. In those packs, I called and asked, and one of them was 12 hours long. I think the other one was 14 hours. And maybe they seem a little spendy, but considering that Ruth and I and Monty are going down to Santa Rosa to collect more information from Dr. McDougall and Dr. Campbell and quite a lineup of speakers, that price for the videoed, or tape, I should say, on CDs is... less expensive. So I'm justifying some of this stuff as, I'm not spending as much on my food, so I'm going to educate my brain to understand at least the basics of it and why it's important. I know that with education, there is, and knowledge is powerful. And that's one thing that, we need to realize. And that's coming off of the call here, too, I hope. So. A good question, vegsource.com. And Ruth had given us that way back at the beginning when I went into it, then it was being reconstructed, and I didn't get back to it for a period of time, so.
I have a comment.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you.
Can you hear me? This is Suzanne from Louisiana.
We can, yes, thank you.
Okay, I started the China Study program August 1st. I went on the call, I listened to you guys, and then I went right to Dr. McDougall's website, and they had a 10-day program with all the recipes, and I started cooking right off of those recipes. And to put those wonderful vegetables and beans and salsa in my Nikan cookware and see how beautiful that is, I mean, it was just very, very exciting. And I've probably lost a half a pound a day. I'm now about 154, and I started about 165, 66. I'm 58, and I wasn't able to lose weight at all. And it's just every day I just wake up, and it's just falling off. So, and then two, I also know when I'm hungry, where before that was kind of math. And I also sleep better. I used to stay up late at night because I work nights, but now my body tells me to go to bed at 10. So it's just been fabulous in my life.
Suzanne, are you receiving emails from me? Are you on my email list?
I don't think so.
Would you send me your email, please? DennyShar@comcast.net. And maybe if you don't mind putting your phone number up there for me also.
Okay.
DennyShar@comcast.net.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right.
That's the exact amount of weight, Suzanne, that you should be losing utilizing that program is 0.5 pound a day.
I know. It's wonderful. And two, it freed me up. Before, every morning I got up and tried to decide what to eat. Now it's like being free because you know what to eat. So it's just fabulous.
Excellent testimony. Thank you so much. We've got so much information out there that I've got the books. I've got his books. I've got his program laid out. I've been using the recipes out of there. I forgot that it was on the website, and yet I knew that it was. So hats off. Thank you for the reminder. It is simple, guys, and when you start and you can see that result, and I also remember him saying an average of 4 pounds a week, which is 0.5 pound a day.
Mm-hmm.
So and incorporated in there, I'm sure he's got the oils down to nothing practically.
Right. No, I'm not doing any oils except maybe in Amy's dinners. I'm doing some Amy's dinners, and they'll have a little bit of oil in it.
Okay. And you're seeing the results. And that's, you know, simply
huge. Could you expound on the Amy's dinners a little bit? What exactly are you using?
The Amy's dinners, Amy's has made dinners for years. She was going to feed her daughter, and there was nothing out there. So she started, she created these dinners, and they're, I'm running to my freezer to pull one out, but they'll also say that they're non-dairy. So I can pick out one that's totally non-dairy. Some have dairy, some have cheese, but it's Amy's. They're made with organic vegetables and beans. I have a Mexican tamale pie. It has no dairy, low-fat, gluten-free, no cholesterol, no GMOs.
Is that from the health food store, Suzanne?
You can get it from the health food store, but I'm in Louisiana, and so we don't have really fancy grocery stores, but I go to for one, which is a Brookshire grocery store, and they're starting to carry it at my Super One, which is about 2 blocks away.
You can probably do a Google search on it and find a location. I've not seen them in our stores, but then maybe...
There it is, but I've used them for years. I lived in Montana. At that time, I started doing them. Here's another Amy's made with organic tofu, brown rice, and vegetables. No GMOs, non-dairy. So I am doing the McDougal's. I'm making the food up ahead of time and then just eating it as I need it. But every now and then, like for a treat, I'll do one of these, you know, when I don't have anything made up. So anyway, they're just...
The Amy's all frozen?
Amy's are all frozen.
Okay.
How do you spell it? A-M-Y?
A-M-Y-apostrophe-S, Amy.
Okay, and let me go back to my same caution here, guys, and listen to how Suzanne said that. She says, once in a while. This is not an every night TV dinner, okay?
Right, because you want to do the real whole foods right from the market.
You want the whole food. This is an emergency ration. In other words, it's not a cop-out for learning how to feed our bodies with the whole thing, and that's what Suzanne said. I heard her say that 3 times, so realized that that's how she's using them.
Right.
And this is when McDougal now has some packaged soup mixes. I found them in our Raley's supermarket. You know, instead of Pop Robin or something like that, it's like, I don't know, 6 or 8 varieties after McDougal soup, and they make 2 servings. You add... boiling water, you know, like you do the other kind of soups. And then what we do for lunch is while I've got it, the hot water sitting in the soup thing making, I get my little food processor and whatever fresh vegetables I happen to have, I throw, you know, a little handful of baby carrots, some broccoli, and some this or that in my food processor and chop it up really, really two bowls, and then as soon as the set, you know, 6-8 minutes, whatever it sets, then I divide it between our two bowls, and that's our lunch, all full of fresh vegetables and the McDougal food.
And where's the food?
Well, I found it at Bailey's Supermarket in Northern California, but you can go on McDougal.com. He's got a store.
Thank you.
And he also has a 10-day program, I think, that you can buy for $85, where he'll send you a bunch of stuff. But then again, that's just for people that are, I'm at home, so I can cook. I can really be playing it with this stuff. I'm not working right now, so, but anyway. I used to do the shortcut, but I'm not doing it anymore, and I'm just really enjoying cooking.
Well, the food is incredible, isn't it? We've all agreed on that are doing it from, you know, from scratch. And, you know, it takes a little time to wash the vegetables when they're fresh and raw, but it's worth every bite of it. And our bodies love it, guys.
Lynn, thank you for utilizing the word shortcuts, because sometimes if you use them strictly as shortcuts, that's okay, like Char said and you said, you know, in an emergency situation, but there's nothing that is more valuable to our bodies, and particularly now with this osteodense that's coming out. When we can put those whole foods, you know, those true foods in our bodies, that the optimal health that all of us are striving for, and Dr. McDougall and Campbell and all of them that are headed in this direction, you know, that's where it's all at. They all talk about the whole foods and how that in itself is so important, but these other little shortcuts are very important to be utilized, I believe, in most cases in emergency situations.
I'm going to give one last thing, and we are way over time, guys. I apologize, and if you have to leave, I understand. I'm just looking at something that came down from Eating Well, I guess because I've got a subscription to it. I get the email on it, and the first thing I clicked on was, you know, a no product is buttermilk. But you can, all you have to do is take your soy milk and put, you know, a teaspoon or a tablespoon, depending on how much it calls for, of lemon juice in it, and it'll do the same thing. It'll turn soured the same as you would in regular milk or in buttermilk. And so these little things, these transitions, we don't have to do it, you know, avoid all of it. We're just replacing some of the items, and it doesn't have to be soy milk. It can be rice milk. It can be any of it. So realize that there's substitutes out there that are healthy substitutes, and we can accomplish the same thing. So lots of little tips this morning and great information, guys. And I just want to thank all of you, the team especially, and hope that those in the gallery that are just listening have picked up some useful information. And please join us again on this incredible journey. And we'll see you tomorrow, and it will be Mary Lou and Monty on Friday. So don't miss either one of them. They're packed with other experiences and information. So have a wonderful day.